Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
The title of our message is The Testimony of Jesus. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 19 and we'll read verse 10 of it. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. John the Apostle, the angel was giving him the message, and then he wanted to worship the angel that was relaying the truth of Christ to him. What the angel was saying and showing to him was wonderful. He was carried away to the point that he wanted to worship the angel. But the angel told John, see that you do it not. You don't worship me. You don't worship the angel. You worship God. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. That I'm a fellow servant with the prophet. They have the testimony of Jesus. And that this testimony is a spirit. The spirit of prophecy. And when this spirit of prophecy comes upon you, you will also be prophesying. You will be testifying of Jesus. We are looking at the testimony of Jesus. That the testimony of Jesus is spirit. The spirit that testifies of Jesus. And that it was this spirit that was in all his prophets and his apostles. And that's why we have the scriptures today. That they spoke as they were moved by the spirit of prophecy. And that this spirit of prophecy is Jesus Christ himself. Is his spirit. And that when this spirit comes, you'll be testifying. You'll be speaking of this wonderful. You'll be talking of this wonderful one. Angel said that I was not talking of myself. I'm talking of the wonderful. Jesus is the wonderful. Jesus is that one we are to testify of. We can learn concerning or about the testimony of Jesus from a little girl that was taken captive in the old time by the Syrian army. Turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 5, reading from verse 1. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies, and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, Would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, Thus and thus saith the maid that is in the land of Israel. Amen. This little maid or girl was taken captive and taken to a foreign land. But certainly she was not intimidated by her condition, because she had the testimony of Jesus. She had the testimony of the Word of God. So she was not intimidated, because greater is he that was in her. She had the testimony of the greater, as the angel told John, that worship God, that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. This little girl had the greater one dwelling in her through the spirit. So she had the spirit of prophecy. Through the spirit of prophecy, she is not prophesying. And then those who had her were taken by the testimony as well. The testimony came upon them. And then they said, see what this little girl said. That's how the testimony works. Possesses others. And so it is that power that God is saying that the disciples will receive when Jesus told them to wait in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from upon high. Is power. St. Paul speaking in Romans 1:16, he says, I'm not ashamed of this testimony of Jesus. For he is the power of God to salvation to everyone that believes. And so this maid was testifying of Jesus, not of herself. Was talking, he said, I wish my master was in Samaria. And then this leprosy is gone. Why? Because she believed the word. The Lord God of Israel is that healer of leprosy. He says, I am the Lord that healed thee. So there was a healer in Israel. That healer is the word. That's why in Psalm 107 verse 20, he said he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. So she had the testimony of the word. How she testified of his prophet. In those days, God was speaking to the fathers by the prophets. The prophet would say, thus saith the Lord. The Holy Spirit would speak to the prophet, and the prophet would speak. They were his mouthpiece. And so this guy understood that there is a prophet of the Lord in Samaria, which was Elisha, the prophet. He says, I wish you were with that prophet, you will recover your leprosy, because he had the word of God. He was speaking the word of God, and that word will heal you. And so that's what he's saying to us, that we should testify of him, that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy to salvation to everyone that believes. And that through this testimony, he is made manifest. And this maid was speaking of Jesus, was talking of the word of God to Naaman. And then they acted on it. The man got a letter and to meet with the king. Though they were enemies, that enmity was suspended that day. Because he's not going to get healing from an enemy nation. As we just read, they had gone to fight in Israel and took this girl captive. But this time, they are taken captive through testimony. That's why the scripture says that he led captivity captive. Those who captured her have been captured. That is the power of testimony. He's telling us that the power of testimony of Jesus captures, arrests. This is what he said in the scripture. That though we walk in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh. That the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. That this power, this weapon is testimony. Which the angels had, and they overcame the dragon in heaven. Through their word of testimony. It is through the word of this little maid. What word? The word she had to say concerning Jesus Christ. Captured the entire super fighter of Syria, the man of valor, was captured. Not through weapons of the Israeli fight with him. Through testimony. He's not captured to go to Israel. Now, if we read some portion of this 2 Kings chapter 5, in verse 7. And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, am I God to kill and to make alive? That this man doth send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy. Wherefore, consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. Is that not sad? This is the king of Israel. The little girl was just a common citizen. This is the number one citizen. The one who is supposed to know. Now, he does not have the testimony of Jesus. It's so sad that the leader of the country, the nation of God, God's own nation, does not know whom Jesus is. He's renting his clothes. He is empty of the testimony of the word of God, which the little maid is aware of. Look at verse 8. And it was so, when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel has rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, "Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel." What a testimony. Both testimony. You see, what the little girl said is what Elisha is saying. Showing that he had the same spirit of testimony. Not another spirit, is the spirit of Christ that was in that little maid that is in Elisha, the prophets. He said, "Send him." So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, "Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean." He gave him the word. He said, "Go and wash in Jordan." Who is speaking? Not Elisha. Elisha is speaking as he's moved by the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that spoke to Elisha, this spirit of prophecy, told Elisha what to say. And so he spoke to his servant to go and tell Naaman to go and dip in the Jordan River 7 times, it will be cleansed. Initially, the man was hesitant. He didn't want to do it. But through the servants that convinced him that he should do so. And then when he did so, when he obeyed, then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. You see that? True testimony. And when he obeyed, he saw the result of obeying. That is not the water of Jordan that healed him, that healed Naaman. He was healed when he obeyed the word of the servant of God. When he obeyed the word of God, that is what brought the healing. That it is this testimony that God said we should testify. That we should testify of Jesus the word. That if we do so, anywhere, anyone believe, he shall be healed, because he is that healer. He is that deliverer. Who? Jesus Christ. He is a spirit. The spirit of the Bible. It says, when Naaman believed, he did accordingly. He said, we also having the same spirit of faith, according to as it is written. I believe, so have I spoken. And then when he obeyed, he got the result, as he told matter. That if thou wouldest believe, thou shalt see the glory of the word of God. You will see the glory of God. That his glory is the glory of his son, Jesus Christ. That the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. That he is the power of God. That his testimony is wonderful. Because it's concerning the wonderful one. Paul said in Galatians chapter 1, we read from verse 11 of it. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. He said the gospel is preaching is not after man, that is not concerning man. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ, that he's preaching Christ. And that's what he was sent to preach the word of God. Like he told Timothy, preach the word. That it is the word he's preaching, not man. That he got it by revelation. And that he was not even his disciples in the flesh. Paul was never a disciple of Jesus Christ in the flesh. But he said he got it by revelation through the scriptures. That's what he's saying. That it is the scripture that taught him. He got the understanding by the word of God. And that is whom he is preaching. He is preaching the word to anyone that will believe. And that once you take to this word of God, then you will receive the same testimony, the same spirit of prophecy. Then you will begin to testify of him. You become a witness of the word. You become a witness of Christ, of the word of God in the Holy Bible. The same spirit will come upon you. And so that's what the Lord is saying, that he will take this spirit, this one spirit of Christ, and put it upon all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy, saying the word. And so he said he's not ashamed of this testimony, because he is the power of God. This is the way to be saved. This is the hope of salvation. See a wonderful thing that happened in the old time concerning the testimony of Jesus. Go with me to 1 Samuel chapter 19. Then you see the power of the testimony of Jesus. 1 Samuel chapter 19, King Saul, the first king of Israel, who had rejected the word of God and the Spirit of God departed from him. Now the Spirit was upon David, who was yet not a king. Saul was still the king, but he went after David, hunting for him to kill him. And so anywhere he heard David is, he will go after him. Then he was told that David was in Ramah. Let's read from verse 19 of 1 Samuel chapter 19. And it was told Saul, saying, "Behold, David is at Naoth in Ramah." And Saul sent messengers to take David. And when they saw the company of the prophets prophesying, and Samuel standing as appointed over them, the Spirit of God was upon the messengers of Saul. And he also prophesied. And when it was told Saul, he sent other messengers, and they prophesied likewise. And Saul sent messengers again the third time, and they prophesied also. Then went he also to Ramah, and came to the great well that is in Sichem. And he asked and said, "Where are Samuel and David?" And one said, "Behold, they be at Naoth in Ramah." And he went thither to Naoth in Ramah, and the Spirit of God was upon him also. And he went on prophesied until he came to Naoth in Ramah. And he stripped off his clothes also, and prophesied before Samuel in like manner, and laid down naked all that day and all that night. Wherefore they say he saw also among the prophets. He became a proverb in Israel because of the power of testimony. That's why he said, the angel told John, he said, "Worship God." That the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. He said by his servant Zechariah the prophet. He says, "It's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord, that I will build my church. The gates of hell cannot prevail against it." That Saul sent the first group to go and arrest David. They were prophesying because of the power of prophecy. The spirit came upon them. And then he sent another group and another group the third time. Then he himself came to see. Well, you know what God is saying to you? He told it to me, saying to everyone. He said, prophesy. That when you testify of Jesus, the spirit of prophecy will come upon men. Even the enemies shall prophesy. You know, they sent the soldiers to come and arrest Jesus. And then when they came, they returned to those who sent them. They said, "Where is Jesus?" He said, "Never a man spoke like that." That is the power of testimony. Why is he so? Because of whom he's testifying of. The prophets were prophets of the word. So as they were testifying of the wonderful, so the wonderful came upon those who came to arrest the wonderful, because you cannot arrest him. He's just wonderful. He said, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government is upon his shoulder." It means he is the ruler. And so he ruled over those who obey him or those who not obey him. So the scripture is fulfilled. That at his name every knee should bow. Every tongue should confess that Jesus is the Lord. Saul said, "He is the Lord." The servant he sent said, "He is the Lord." That is the prophecy. So they were all speaking the same thing. All testifying of the Lord, the King of glory. Remember when he was going to Jerusalem in the triumphant entry, that the people were singing of him. "He that cometh in the name of the Lord, the King himself, for he is the King. The King of glory." This word of God in the Bible, that he is the King, that the testimony of him is the spirit of prophecy. This is the power of God. And that to us who believe, he is the wisdom of God and the power of God. To the Jews, he said, "Who don't believe, is a stumbling block." To the Greek, "This is foolishness." But for us, he said, "This is the power and the wisdom of God." That this man came to arrest David. He could not arrest him. These people came, they captured this girl. They could not capture the little maid, because she had the testimony of the word. He says, if you have the testimony of the word, there's nothing that can capture you. Because greater is he that is in you. Who is that greater? Jesus Christ. He said, let the testimony of Jesus be in you. Testimony of who? Of the holy word of God. That when you have his testimony, the greater is in you. You are no longer mindful of the flesh anymore. And because you are not ashamed of him, see what he said in Matthew chapter 10, in verse 32. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Are you seeing? Because those prophet David, they were testifying of him. By the sheer force of the spirit that came upon those who came to arrest him. He was not ashamed of David. You know what he's saying to us? That if we are not ashamed of him, of the Holy Bible, of the Word of God, then the power of the Word of God, the spirit of the scripture, will come upon those who are hearing. That the testimony of Jesus is the power of God. And that through testimony, he fights. Through testimony, he is going to overcome the whole world. Say that all power is given to him in heaven and on earth. Then what did he say to the disciples? He said, go and preach the gospel. That it is the preaching of the gospel that is the power of God. And St. Paul says that the preaching of the gospel is not the preaching of flesh. That is the preaching of the word of God himself. That when the people that received his spirit went about preaching, you will hear the scripture says they preach Christ or they preach the word of God. Where is that word of God today? In the Holy Bible. He said, preach him. As you preach him, while you are speaking, like Peter was speaking in the house of Cornelius, as he was speaking of him, the spirit came upon the whole household of Cornelius. That if we speak of him faithfully, then this spirit will come. He said he will glorify him because he is that word of God. He is that Christ. And then he says he will testify. You know what he's saying? He said he will confirm the word. He confirmed the testimony. And so shall it be if we testify of him. That he will confirm him because they that will hear and believe shall be speaking the same thing. And then what happened? They see the name of the Lord is glorified. He said if we are ashamed of him, he will be ashamed of us. That's why the word is being preached today. The word is being preached. The power of God to come upon people. And that when we who know him, we are not ashamed of him. He says he will not be ashamed of us. Meaning the people that hear will receive the same spirit. And then we become fruitful. Why? Because we are speaking of the truth. And that this testimony is the testimony of Jesus. That the same spirit would authenticate that it is him we are testifying of. That the spirit of the scripture will also come upon people, is what he's saying to us. Remember when David will go before King Saul, and then he's playing before him, he said the evil spirit will leave him. Why? Because of testimony. He was testifying through the singing. That's why we have the Psalms today. And so he's saying to us that we are to sing the praise of Jesus, that it is now our turn. The little maid did what she did in her days. What of us? He said it's your turn now. To testify of him, Jesus is saying that anyone in any generation that is ashamed of him, he will also be ashamed of that person. That it is this testimony, he said, that when you testify of him, the spirit of the scripture will be upon you. And this spirit does not die. This testimony is unstoppable. And so he's saying to us that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, is the power of God. We are to testify of him and let him be in our tongue. Let him be in our lips. That no longer speaking of ourselves, we should not be ashamed of him. The angel was not ashamed to testify of him. The people, his prophet, were not ashamed to testify of him. You saw what the prophet said. He said to the king, he said, he should send Naaman to come. And he will know there is a prophet in Israel. He was bold. He was not ashamed of the word of God. And then what happened? He was glorified. The truth was glorified in his mouth for what he said. He was not ashamed, but the king of Israel was ashamed. He tore his clothes because he has nothing to say concerning this king. He has nothing to say concerning the word of God. But Elisha has something to say concerning the word of God. The little girl has something to say. We should have something to say concerning Jesus. He said to the friend of Job, go to Job because he has something to say of me. He's speaking well of me. We should speak well of him, that we should not be ashamed of Christ. Of the Holy Bible. that he is our God. The angels say, worship him. Who are we supposed to worship? He said, worship the word. When Naaman worshiped the word, he was healed. And that's why the centurion says, speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. It is the word we have to worship. Where is that word today? We have it in the Bible. That is him that has been with us from the beginning. He was with Adam in the Garden of Eden. Adam didn't obey him. That's what we seen. Who was he that he rejected in the wilderness? The same word. He said he gave them the word. 40 years in the wilderness, they did not obey him. He was grieved with that generation. Whom do we have today? The word. Say we should worship him. That the Father is seeking for such to worship him. That we should believe the testimony of him. We should believe in his testimony concerning his son. That God so loved the world, he gave us his son. Who is this son of God? His word. The word of God is the son of God. He said we should not be ashamed of the testimony of the word of God. That this word of God, many will be ashamed of him. Or maybe the condition they have in this world does not follow. But the little girl condition didn't follow the word. She was captured, don't forget that. So the circumstance surrounding her could just make her to keep quiet and say, where is this God when they came to arrest me and took me away from my father's house? No, she had a testimony of Jesus. She was not intimidated at all. He says, you may arrest me, but you cannot arrest my God. You may intimidate me, but my God is unstoppable. Don't you see that she was not in herself, she was in the Lord. And that's why she spoke of where she is. And so the Lord is saying to us that we should not be in ourselves, we should be in Jesus. He said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new being. That once we are in the word, he said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you cannot be ashamed of me. And so it is that it is this testimony he gave to us. Many have something, he says, some trust in chariots and horses, but we remember the name of the Lord. We don't have another savior. We don't have another redeemer. We don't have another healer. The word. That's whom we are to believe. And we should do so. And he said we shall be blessed. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.